And in the role of Dr. Mitch Shulman this morning is Dr. Ashok Uman of Cardiogenics. Good morning, Dr. Uman.
Good morning, Andrew.
Get a lot of sore throats around this time of year. And so here's how you should soothe it. And here's what you should not do to soothe it.
'Tis the season of sore throats for sure, Andrew. So let's start with some of the causes. So viruses are at the top of the list. We're all familiar with the common cold. Mononucleosis can also give you a sore throat. That's also in the virus category. Then bacteria can present the same way too. They often require antibiotics. Strep is the one we're all familiar with, strep throat. And especially this time of year, dryness, just with the heating, dryness gives a lot of people a very sore throat. And interestingly, some people from acid reflux can get a sore throat as the acid refluxes back into the throat. Mm-hmm. So what should we try for a sore throat? Drinking plenty of fluids is always a good idea. That's at the top of the list. Increasing the humidity in the room or steam from a hot shower. Keep your food soft. So avoid crackers and toast, things like that. There's no real data on the following, but I always recommend honey lemon tea and lemon ginger tea. It always makes patients feel better. Some patients feel better with a cold, with something cold, like a cold popsicle. For sure, Andrew, you want to avoid alcohol, coffee, spicy food, acidic food like tomatoes.
Yeah.
And it turns out chicken soup is good for your soul and for your cold.
Okay, so it's interesting you say avoid tomatoes, because I would have thought there's like vitamin C in tomatoes or something like that. That'd be good.
Well, there's a lot of lycopene in tomatoes. There's a lot of good things. Tomatoes are, in general, considered a superfood. It's good for the heart, good for your immune system. But some people, the acidity might irritate their throat a little bit more.
What about zinc lozenges?
So zinc is popular. You know, it's in some popular cold medications and whatnot. It's never been shown to have any effect. Really, so it's harmless, probably won't cause any harm, but probably not too much help. Huh. And when should you see your doctor?
Yeah.
This is always the tricky part. So it's not easy to say. I would say in general, a sore throat lasting more than 5 days, you should probably see a healthcare professional. A fever more than 38.5, you should see your doctor. Of course, any trouble breathing goes straight to the doctor. Any trouble opening your mouth, a regular sore throat, you shouldn't have difficulty opening your mouth, or a sore throat and a rash. That's something that should be checked out also.
What's 38.5 in Fahrenheit?
That's a good thing. I always have to look that up. I don't have the conversion off the top of my head.
So 98.6 is what we're supposed to have. And so anything over 100?
Yeah, it sounds like it would be in that range. I always have to check it out. My brain works in Celsius.
Oh, it's 101.3, say the millennials.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
Okay, thanks.
101.3.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Mitch.
No problem, Andrew. Okay. Take care.
Dr. Mitchell, I called him Dr. Mitch. Dr. Ashok Uman is in for Dr. Mitch.